This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Chernobyl Day commemorates 23rd anniversary of disaster. Last weekend marked the 23rd anniversary of the Chernobyl accident, one of the biggest nuclear disasters in history. Around the world, people took time to remember the accident and to call for an end to nuclear power. On the morning of April 26, 1986, an explosion occurred during a routine shutdown of one of the Chernobyl reactors. The explosion released radiation into the atmosphere at levels 100 times more than were released by the atomic bombs dropped by the U.S. on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Radioactive material was carried by the wind through the Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia, and then farther on into Scandinavia and Europe. Chernobyl Day is a chance to remember the disaster that affected more than 7 million people and the extent of damage that nuclear technology can do when it goes awry. With proposals being made to build new nuclear reactors all over the world in response to changing energy needs, the anniversary is a time to remember Chernobyl and denounce nuclear power. Sûreté du Nucléaire, a French anti-nuclear coalition, has spearheaded the effort to publicly commemorate Chernobyl at their Chernobyl Day website. Their main action involved demonstrating outside the World Health Organization while wearing white masks featuring the radiation symbol. The action is described as, quote, after 1 year of a lasting presence in front of the WHO to denounce its link with the International Atomic Energy Agency on radioactivity questions related to health, a major action took place in Geneva on the 26th of April. Hundreds of persons stood in a circle around the WHO building with radioactive white masks to remember the forgotten victims of the Chernobyl disaster, end quote. All over the world, concerned people turned out to make a statement against nuclear power. In Suffolk, England, protesters surrounded the Sizewell power plants for 2 days in an effort to make their opposition to nuclear power clear. Mel Harrison of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament said, quote, everyone knows the risks involved with nuclear power, but we are being told it is a necessary evil to bridge the energy gap. This is not true, end quote. Natalia Mironova is the director of the Movement for Nuclear Safety, based in Chelyabinsk, Russia, the location of the 1957 Kyshtym nuclear catastrophe in the Ural Mountains. She said, quote, it is obvious that now we, as humankind, depend on avoiding mistakes of individual engineers, managers, or politicians who regularly make very risky decisions about nuclear operations. Nuclear pollution from radioactive wastes has contaminated our environment for hundreds of thousands of years, longer than humankind has lived. The nuclear-free world is the political policy of President Obama, announced in Prague on April 5th, which I hope creates a new future for our children. And we all, Americans, Russians, Brits, must do this policy in memory of the victims of Chernobyl, Kyshtym, Sellafield, Three Mile Island, and many other nuclear accidents, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.